Fuck. Hey guys, welcome to Smack Talk 5280 on a very chilly and snowy Monday afternoon slash evening here in Colorado.
Not up here.
Okay, yeah, not where Cody is, but everywhere else. I'm Steven. We got Cody and Mason here. Trey wasn't able to make it on the show tonight.
What's up, boys?
But he'll be here next time. Yeah. How's everyone doing? Cody, you just mentioned that you
I'm bored.
Yeah, I was gonna, you didn't see any snow up in your area.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're talking about cocaine.
Ah. Cocaine.
Then that's everywhere, you know.
But no snow. Trey sent me a picture of like his backyard this morning. I think it was in the group chat.
Yeah.
Shit looked rough, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pretty solid 8-incher out there for us. And
girthy.
I did not have today off. I proceeded to drive around in a van and watch people literally careen across I-25 major highway out here. Thought I was going to see some dead boys
earlier.
What's that?
Huh? There was like 41 wrecks just today.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
That's so out of control. Do you think at 30 the police are like, there's no way?
Yeah,
they can get in.
They should start shutting down all the main roads.
That's exactly what they did. They put everyone on
accident. No wonder so many schools were closed. Like, I watched the news this morning and it was like closed. I was like, damn it, why am I old?
Do you guys remember in high school and like even before then, they just like throw out snow days like Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
It was like 8th grade they did. 9th grade they really did. I remember 9th grade, everyone was really concerned because I went to RV in 9th grade, but everyone was like really concerned. They were like, are we going to have enough days to like, because the state has to approve like the average amount of students there have to complete an X amount of days, you know, and then we're going to have it because there's so much snow.
What?
Talking about adding days on to the end of the year.
Yeah,
yes,
I remember that.
Thank you. Yeah, and we were all like, no.
Yeah, we'll come to school. It's like 8 feet out, but it's good.
Because we used to get out like June.
Yeah.
In college, you get out May. Like the first week of May.
Oh, really?
You're out.
I didn't go to college.
Well, oh yeah, like graduation is like May 5th or like 5th to 10th usually.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it was wild out. I don't know if you, well, Cody, it really didn't affect you at all. But Mason, I don't know if you were out at all, but it was pretty intense. I was in a very large truck with pretty decent traction, and I still was not going over like 25.
What kind of truck?
It was like one of those little 16 foot pack vans, like the little snub nose cabs where it's like you can literally only fit two people in it.
Like a U-Haul?
Yeah, pretty much.
Poor bastard. Were you alone?
No, I was with my buddy from work, AJ, and we just literally.
I was gonna say that would make it worse. Like when you don't have somebody there who's like just as stressed as you driving, it makes it like 10 times worse.
He's like, oh my god!
So one time I was coming back from California, or was it California? Yeah, California. And we got to Eisenhower Pass and the tunnel. And we showed up and it was like 70 degrees because it was spring break. We went on spring break, right?
All
right. And so we come back and it's literally a blizzard. We roll into Colorado and it's just dumping snow. So we had to sit. They shut the fucking tunnel down. And so like literally we're all sitting there and we're like, well, this is fucked up. Yeah. Like, so we sat there for like 4 hours. One of the dudes in our car had to piss so bad that like he ran all the way out and like into the woods and was like gone for 20 minutes. And we were like, well. This could be it.
A grizzly got
but
him.
Apparently he couldn't pee because it was so cold. That's what happens, man. Spring break, weird.
Yeah, crazy.
It doesn't make sense. Like, how is there snow? We come back and we're like, dude, how? We were just in Arizona and shit.
It starts snowing later and later. Like we don't get snow during Christmas. It starts snowing in like January, February. I don't know.
Yeah, what if summer just becomes extended to like November, December? Because it was so hot this year,
it was
it not?
It was ridiculous.
How hot was it?
So I'm saying we're going to have a late-ass so winter now.
Oh, shit. What if like summer birthdays are no longer summer birthdays?
They're fall now.
Yeah. Oh, what if our seasons change, dude?
Oh my god.
Could you imagine though? Like all of a sudden September comes around and it's not fall or autumn. It's fucking summer.
That's creepy.
A lot of anarchy.
Just people in the streets like
ice in December.
Oh my god, that'd be so creepy.
It's like, I don't want to wear a jacket and just
snowboarding in June.
That's not actually bad. That's
that'd be cool lit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because you'd be off if you were a kid. Because they, you know, educators are so slow to like get with what's happening. So like, it would take them so long to adjust that for like 10 years. You know, they'd be able to be like, yeah, they haven't figured out the seasons yet. Woo!
Yeah,
global warming. We're like, turn up.
20, whatever it is. Well, I've noticed that too. Is I always tell people like. That because when I move them from here, they're like, well, how's the winters here? And I'm like, well, they used to be normal, like November, October, like you could expect decent snow and it would continue throughout, you know, January, February, March to start getting a little warmer. Now it's completely shifted. A couple of years back, I straight up saw snow in June.
Yeah.
It's just,
I remember that. Again, too.
I don't know.
It's like the weirdest feeling. Just weird.
It's weird living through it. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I remember calling.
It's like seeing two people who are related hold hands. You know, brother and sister. And you're like in middle school. You're like, why are you guys holding fucking hands? Maybe they only do that at the Christian school.
Sorry.
What's up?
Can't say I ever saw that.
Real close family. I've seen Tom Brady kiss his kid on his face. Yeah. How old is his child? 13.
And dude, he was like getting a massage at the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I could feel the tension for the Asian lady doing it.
Yeah, he's like, oh yes, deeper, Alex.
She's like, can we fucking not? Is there tongue?
Gets home, oh, slaps her kid. This is not how we do it in life.
That's just so weird. Classic case of, can you separate the person from their work?
That Tom.
Case in point.
I will say.
Bill Cosby. Case in point. R. Kelly. Pieces of shit. Louis C.K. Can you separate his work from who he is? Or now that you see who he is, does it affect his work?
Yes. It's a good question. I lost a lot of respect for Kevin Spacey when that everything broke.
Yeah, dude. He was one of my favorite. Watching Baby Driver.
Yeah. Just tough to watch him on Jimmy Kimmel or anything like that. I was just like, well, you used to be one of my favorite actors. You're a scumbag.
Yeah, but did you guys see that YouTube video he came out with a while ago? Like a couple weeks ago, he came out with a YouTube video. And it was like, hands down, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my whole entire life. It's just like him standing there. And he's like, food and putting it in a bowl. And he's wearing this... apron and shit like that, and the camera just slowly zooms in on him while he's saying shit like, you've known it your whole life to be true, you can feel it in your bones, you're like me, you push boundaries. And it's like so weird because it's like, is this a House of Cards bit, or like you posted this on your personal YouTube, like what's going on? So it's weird. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't like any of those people that I just listed off because of who, now I know who they are. It's like Michael Jackson had that shit happen too. Like when he was throwing his child around off balconies and shit like that, people were like, dude, that's little Michael. You know?
He's like, a skeet.
It's weird, right?
Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong at all. It's crazy to have like situations like that when you're growing up with like an actor or a figure of prominence like that. And all of a sudden you find out like there's this whole other side to them that's just quite. Frankly, just the sickest people in the world. And then it's like, well, every time you see like Kevin Spacey on like House of Cards or something like that, then it's like you look at him and you can't help but break away from what's current. But then you look at the body of work they did, and he's like, at one point he was one of the greatest actors, period. It's a weird situation to be in. And I mean, that's not Harvey Weinstein. That guy can go suck a fuck.
Yeah, but then like you think about it, you're like, okay, well, like the people who founded this country, we view them as great people, but they own slaves.
True.
You know, and to the knew it was wrong. But Andrew Jackson, he didn't care. Actually, he was so for it. He's on the 20.
Yeah.
You know, he led hunts to find slaves. And, like, he's celebrated. So it's just a weird dichotomy of, like, how far are you willing to push your morality to celebrate what multiple people are celebrating around you? What's up?
The whole Trump thing. That's a big... I don't know. You're either...
What do you mean? Yeah.
So before we tackle that orange chicken nugget, for those of you listening on the podcast, if you ever, just curiosity, when you're listening to Mason speak, I'm sure on your end, he sounds very clear, but on our end, it sounds like he's talking through a conch shell from SpongeBob. So you got to understand
not why knocking we're saying, it. That's my favorite episode.
Dude, SpongeBob's the best.
Is that the one where they like hold on to that tree, like him and Patrick make that like tree fort or whatever, and they like pull it back when they're building it and then send the fort fucking flying into it, the
kelp forest.
Kelp forest. Jesus.
Dude.
What a good show.
One of the best. Top tier. Like, so many jokes are relevant. You can apply it to almost any situation.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't know who we are as people, this really gives you an insight into our mind. I'm 7, but I look 24. I am baby, but I have many things. You know what I mean?
We're from.
See? Trey, is that you? Is he back?
My dog had to make an appearance on the podcast.
Hey, mine did too.
Steven's God made one. That's all right. I didn't hear some weird sounds before it happened. Yeah. Which is whatever.
Big hit.
Big hit. Many people like.
Very much. Shortly before we started this episode, found out that we are now streaming on Apple Podcasts. Don't know why it took so long. It might have been because they had a lot of requests over the holiday season and they were just catching up. But yeah, you can now listen to all of our
episodes. Maybe they had to listen to it and like copyright, see if we had like any copyright issues. Because like I put up mixes on my SoundCloud.
Okay.
A while ago.
Are you a SoundCloud rapper?
No, I don't rap. Okay. No. No, just like I used to have a mixer and stuff like that and just like make playlists and stuff like that, like that I enjoy. Okay. And stuff like that. And sometimes when you would submit it, they would have to like, it would take 20 some minutes because they like have to quote unquote listen to it.
They have to screen it.
But what it is just a computer program just to be like, okay, you're not using anybody's song, you know, or anything like that. So like you can use people's songs, but you can't like use, you know, like if you went and put like Metallica song on there, like from iTunes, Jones. Dumb. Yeah, dumb. Don't do that. You know, the moral of the story, don't buy from iTunes, even though I'm telling you right now that our shit is on iTunes. I don't know.
and we're back. Okay, anyway.
Oh, full circle. It's like a circle.
I don't know. If
you know what movie I was thinking about today? Bubble Boy. You ever see that movie? With Jake Gyllenhaal? Yeah.
Yes.
Because literally, like, I heard someone say $500, and my brain immediately went, $500! $500! So I've been saying that all day.
Oh, my God.
That's good. Which is a good day.
Yeah, it's a good
– Which is a good time.
It's a good way to, like, brighten your day.
So, keeping the step. On our social media, we put a survey out there, and the survey was, do you listen to our podcast? And that was 50-50. And then another one of the polls that we did, does Brady retire after next season, was 50-50.
Sorry.
So
you wonder who voted no?
Maybe. Who?
Me.
You're such a jabroni.
They probably voted yes.
Probably. But we got this. The reason what I'm saying anyway. Is we got the exact same results on the does Brady retire after next season debate.
Okay.
And I think that just goes to him exemplify like how unsure anybody is about anything he does at this point. Cause it's kind of like, yeah, well, common thought is that he's old, you know, we're kind of all inside, have a Robbie Coleman who's like, he's old as fuck, yeah. man. He ain't for it.
See him, like, fall off, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like.
And then other people want to see him, you know, win the Super Bowl and then go out on top.
He isn't going to go out after this year. Do you think
he will? Did you see what he said?
Not this year.
Yeah, he said zero chance.
But if
zero. Next
year, I don't.
If he doesn't get so lucky and they get their ass kicked and miss the playoffs or something.
Is it luck if he's been there 9 times? Like, you can't. The dude would have to be the luckiest man on earth. The franchise would have to be the luckiest franchise on earth.
No, I'm saying.
You know, when we were going.
In the Chiefs game, he was lucky. I'll say that.
Yeah, I know, but everyone's saying that he's just lucky right now. And it's like, no, like, you create your own luck. You know what I mean? If you put yourself in the right place, you make enough good plays, you're going to start getting the bounces. That's just how it goes in every single sport.
Am I wrong? I don't think he does. I mean, honestly, but you're right. It is kind of a difficult situation because it's half of the time, you know, you have this number that he said before turning 40. I want to play till I'm 45. And so I think when you hear that, you're like, well, this is Tom Brady. He can play till 45 if he really wants to and really does what he can do. But then on the other half, it's like what Mason brought up. It's like, you know, if he goes into the Super Bowl and the Rams win, that's 2 consecutive years of like Super Bowl losses. And this last one, no matter what you say, it weighed on him heavier than I've seen any other one. And so
it's definitely like his biggest loss. Like all his Super Bowls were so close, like by a field goal or closer, you know?
Yeah. But if you think about it, Peyton retired at 39. What Brady is doing is unreal. How shaky did Manning look?
Yeah, but Manning didn't have four surgeries.
Yeah, I know he had his surgeries and shit like that, and that's great and all, but
he didn't have that TB12 diet. Like,
it's a method, bro. It's that method.
Too much beer, I think.
Yeah, too much beer. Singing about insurance a little too much. Too much Papa Jan.
So, yep. Real side note on Peyton Manning, when he was doing those nationwide commercials, my lady came up with a phrase of the 2015 season, and it was pretty funny. When he got hurt, I'm talking about it with her, and then just out of nowhere, she's like, "I can't play football no more." And then
savage.
And then he came back, and she goes, and then the Chargers game when he walks back in, she's like, "Guess I'll play football again." And
that's so
every
rude.
Time we see Manning, it's just I hear that in my head like nonstop.
Yeah, it's dude.
Pretty funny though. Love Manning. Love Manning.
I forget about that commercial, to be honest.
Yeah. they've been.
He's done so many. That's why it's like you forget about him because it's like Jesus, how many has he done?
Like his current ones with like the insurance with the country dude,
Brad Paisley.
Yeah. What oh god, idiot. I'm not a fan.
They shouldn't let him speak. Just get up there, sing, and then leave. He's so awful. I mean, Manning's fine.
Do your thing, and then leave, sir.
But anyway, back.
Exit stage left.
Back to Brady. I don't know. It's really, I think this was kind of a different year. I haven't seen a year like this out of Tom Brady. It's, you know, he showed, especially in that Steelers game, he was a little rattled, and I've never really seen him rattled. Well, okay. The
2015,
the AFC Championship in 2015, but that's because he got so much pressure.
I'll rattle you, sir.
But I don't know. It's kind of difficult, and I think it's because these are kind of uncharted waters for a quarterback of that caliber and being able to go back and just win and win and win and consistently compete.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like being Neil Armstrong, and you're like, every step I take is a big fuck you to everyone who's not here. You know what I mean? Like, everything I'm doing Bigfoot? Is great, and this is history. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're paving paths for, you know, he's old. A lot of old dudes are like, you know, his age are like bald, have given up.
Yeah. I don't know. Mason, have you seen like a decline at all in his mechanics or anything?
I mean, not really, because, dude, a lot of what he does is throw 5 yards, 10 yards to the open guy, you know? Like, a lot of, you know, Patrick Mahomes-type mechanics to do.
Yeah, the way Brady works is he cuts you a bunch of tiny little times.
Like, he knows what
he's going to do. Eventually, all those cuts are going to kill you.
Yep.
And you're literally going to get so angry that he's cutting you so much that you're going to end up hurting yourself because you're fighting it. It's great. It's honestly fun to watch.
It's not fun when you're on the other side.
No. But when your team hasn't made the playoffs in 3 years like ours, sad face, it's just fun to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, that actually
just being a
that's
fan.
Actually a decent way to segue into like the next topic I want to talk about. Basically, just kind of an overview of the Broncos and the in-depth of their roster and the coaching policy. Because I know we've mentioned it about it, like it, but we've never really gotten into nitty gritty. Before that, we just have to get through one topic. Pro Bowl, boring. All right, next topic. Broncos.
Boring.
Yeah, that Pro Bowl was a snooze. At one point,
Mitch Trubisky did the worst job I have ever seen a quarterback do.
Did you guys see Mitch Trubisky get lit up by Jamal Adams?
Yeah. And did you see his pick to Chris Harris where he like threw it right to him like he was on his team?
He is who we thought he was, just saying it was a Green Bay thing.
Like, what are you doing there? Him and Dak? That was what are we doing?
Yeah, Jason Garrett looked dope.
Did you see his creeper around Russell Wilson?
In a game that has zero defense, you only scored 7 points, bro.
There was a meme that was like, they gave you literally every or some of the best players on the NFC side, and you still only managed
and you still couldn't touchdown. Yeah, it just goes. And they just fired their offensive coordinator, but that's none of my business.
I don't know. That was
they did.
That was a snooze. Like that yes, Pro Bowl.
Well, they were scoring like 100 points total, you know, like.
Yeah. That well, and fun. Then they trot out like they. I thought okay, so at first I thought the novelty of seeing defensive players like watching Alvin Kamara be an outside pass rusher was hysterical, but at some point, like I sat back and I was like, the bigger, what's that?
Kamara, he damn near got it.
I know that was funny.
Oh my god!
But like. I'm torn because it's like at what point are you risking franchise players' health this late in the season? But at the same time, it's really entertaining to watch. I mean, watching
it was a glorified walkthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the skill showdown more, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Watching Von Miller try to do the passing challenge. That was hilarious.
Yo, Adam Thielen.
I think you know
dropping
go ahead, Steve.
Oh, sorry. Adam Thielen dropping that 5 target with just that laser was great. Watching it, and then he threw a pick in the game.
Before here. Oh, not here. Nope.
Yep.
He got one good one.
Jesus. I was gonna say, you know what they should do next year for the Pro Bowl game? Is they should just switch offense and defense. So, like, all the offensive players are now on defense and all the defensive players are now on offense. Yeah, and let's just see what happens because you people would watch, you know, because – you know what I mean?
It as a cornerback.
That interception was funny.
Yeah.
Killed it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm so used to watching, like, you know, what, 18 straight weeks of, like, actual football. When I watched their quote-unquote tackling, I was just like, dude, just get them on the ground. Like, you don't have to play two-hand touch. This is not fucking middle school. Like,
we should play two-hand touch.
We should.
Two-hand touch?
Well, yeah.
You like it like that?
Yeah. But I don't know. I started tuning in for a little bit, and then when I saw the NFC score their first points of the day, I was like, and I'm done, and I just, like, turned it off. I wasn't intrigued. I wasn't really... You know, because last year I really enjoyed it. I mean, it came down to the wire with that comeback from the AFC and Von Miller ending up, you know, clinching it in the end.
Saving the day.
I forgot about last year's.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's because they're forgettable.
You got to mix it up.
Very true.
They're forgettable. You know what I mean?
I just like sometimes I only like seeing certain players play with certain other players, you know, that they would normally never be on the same team with.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should just do this thing. What they should do every year is do a lottery. And every player on every team is up for the lottery, but not every player is in the lottery. You know what I mean? It's like randomized.
Yeah.
And so like if you come out of the lottery, those players are up for the league to like randomly choose which team gets them. So you just switch it up every year. It would ruin people's lives and make the sport way difficult, but really entertaining, which I think is what we're all here for.
Yeah, that'd be good. Just mix it up. That's all I'm asking. Just mix it up because something. The skills showdown is great. I enjoyed it like a lot. I love the dodgeball and the pass and precision passing. But when it comes down to like, you know, you're playing in the Pro Bowl game. It's free. They said freezing rain. Shut the hell up. That's Orlando, Florida. What is that, like 90 degree rain instead of 98 degree rain?
Yeah, it was probably super hot there. It was probably like musty.
Actually, it may have been in like the lower 70s. But I don't know. Anyway,
I make a sad face.
On to the Broncos.
I come to watch the Pro Bowl, and now I'm all away.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going home to eat a pasta. Making the bread.
Look at the flick of the
Forget
wrist.
Forget about it. Gonna go home, beat my wife. Forget about it.
Oh right? My god. Right before we
don't worry, I speak it.
Clearly, I'm an expert.
Oh fuck!
All right. So right before we started recording, Cody informed us that there was a news flash where the Broncos are pretty much turning Nick Foles away if he hits free agency, which he will hit free agency. What are you guys thinking about that? Would you take Nick Foles over Case Keenum?
Yes.
No.
I say no, basically.
This is like every survey we run ever.
Because I feel very similar to Nick Foles how I feel about Joe Flacco. You know, it's like they're good, but
you don't.
Are they really that much better than Keenum? And like we have, you know, like I don't want to pay Keenum dead money.
Super Bowl MVP. That's like saying Vaughn ain't shit, even though he has a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, oh, Von Miller, he's a Super Bowl MVP, and then be like, oh, it's Nick Foles, just a Super Bowl MVP. Like, yeah, maybe you could find the right scheme. Maybe he could fit into your offense much better than he did in Philadelphia, you know? Much like Scangarello is just trying to find the right concoction to get fucking Case Keenum.
Play action.
Every play is play action. Yeah. First down, play action. Second down, another play action. Defense are like, they're probably going to run a play action here.
Third down, play action.
Ooh. Look, don't even set up for the long ball. These idiots are going play action.
I don't know.
If Case Keenum looks at you, Case just looks scared, dude. Case looks like they grabbed some dude off the street and they were like, you're pretty good. I saw you playing in the yard at Thanksgiving. Now what I want you to do is go out there, look at one receiver and one only. You only look at one receiver. I don't care if he's open. If he's not open, you throw it to him anyway. I tell you what number, you throw it to that number. That's exactly, you know what I mean? Like, there was some plays this year where it was like, dude, Helen Keller was like, he was wide open.
Helen Keller was like,
that's so
I know. Sorry about that. She didn't deserve that. She didn't deserve a lot of stuff. She deserved way more than she got. I'm burying myself.
Do you think she would have been like, you know how lately all that's been coming out, like all these nurses, like these girls in vegetative states are becoming pregnant? Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
How fucked up is that?
Very.
Like, that's pretty much what Helen Keller was. Yeah, she can move around, but like, you know what I mean? Like, she's not going to be like, all right, identify your perpetrator. What happened? I didn't even hear him coming.
Okay, we got to get off this topic. Okay. I'm naming the episode Helen Heller.
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to jump up for that, man.
Is he worth it?
No one wants to trade.
You really think he'd go that high?
Yeah. Maybe we're doing that thing where we fake hype him up.
You know what I mean? Giants take him. They're like, score! And then he throws like 18 interceptions to like 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and then we get Auburn's quarterback, and we're like,
there's not a lot of – okay, so who are the top two like prospects? It's
– Stidham and – Lock.
Wasn't there an Allen? Who played?
Like this year?
Yeah. I don't know. He was on the North.
Are you talking about the.
Yeah, he was on Josh Allen. He's a D lineman.
Okay, that's not who I'm talking about. He was the quarterback for the North in the Senior Bowl. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Yeah, no idea.
Duke?
Oh.
Duke.
Is he Duke's quarterback?
Yeah.
That guy.
Dang it. Oh, didn't Gruden put a Raiders sticker on his helmet?
Yeah.
Put like Raiders stickers on everybody's helmet.
No, oh, fuck. I'm gonna do something sacrilege. I'm gonna go to the Raiders page.
But
because I know it's on there.
But the thing is because that guy, Mr. Duke, he like I was reading like an article where it compared him and Locke, and it was saying like which would you rather take and like what are their mechanics, and they said that like the guy from Duke has more of like a head start, like of a pocket passer mentality, and he's got more of an arm. But then when it comes down to like mobility, he's like garbage. And then the other side is Drew Locke, who is, he can be mobile, but he doesn't have a lot of the mechanics and he doesn't really have a cannon for an arm. So it's like, okay, but what's going to fit better in the system? I just think Case Keenum is better than both those guys, obviously, because, you know, they're going to be rookies. But then when you look at the free agent market for quarterbacks, besides Foles, what are we looking at? Ryan Tannehill, maybe, if they let him walk?
Dude,
no.
We have to do something.
See, I think we need to draft one, and then we need to start Case. And if Case keeps up his same bullshit from last season, you need to put in the rookie. And this time, let the rookie play and learn, you know, learn
you
from
don't it. Do what we did with Paxton?
Like, oh my. I
don't see that happening, but that's based off previous history.
Paxton play, even if we sucked, even if we went 5-11 with him, you know, like let him play and see if he can get better.
Man, I really liked Paxton Lynch when we drafted
him. You're thinking
him.
Of Daniel Jones, by the way, the Duke quarterback.
Oh, okay, thank you. I knew it was two first names. Just kidding. Jones is not a first name.
John Dick.
That's gonna be my next QB in Madden.
You know, you guys. This is going to be the episode God plays back to us when he tells us we're not getting into heaven. So I really think we should make this one, like, the good one.
Just foul.
Because there's no way we get in now.
I don't know. I've hit a position with the whole quarterbacking thing where it's like, I was so hyped I was so hyped on Case Keenum coming in because I watched that season in Minnesota. I'd watched him a little bit a lot of it in the NFL and a little bit in college.
A rod a bit. You watched Houston?
Yeah. Believe it or not. I followed Case Keenum when he got drafted by Houston, like the whole time. And I really liked him because of just the like gunslinger mentality. I thought that was kind of cool. I've always liked him. And this year is the first year where I've just been kind of like, Case, you can't really talk yourself out of these situations. Like, yeah, you were getting just assaulted by, you know, a porous offensive line
every night.
Show your coach on the doll where they touched you. But
mostly to the back behind me. I couldn't see where they were coming. I saw the number 72 coming at me, and there's no teammates. I got the number. What's his name? Bulls? Yeah, that guy. That's what he is, dude.
I think we need to have him for one more year, and then after that position, after that, if he still doesn't like turn it around, regardless, here's my deal: is I think we should be taking a quarterback in the draft if we can get one. Have him sit, basically take what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes, and you know if the starter sucks and he's not going to work out, then he's just not going to work out. So then. We groom the rookie, bring him up, because usually I'm a very adamant, like, throw the rookie to the wolves so he can learn quicker. But that hasn't worked.
Browns did with Mayfield.
Swim or die.
Yeah.
Just roll with Tyrod until he sucks too much to where you just got to. He got hurt, but.
That's an interesting question. Do you think Tyrod's going to be a free agent, or did they sign him for multiple?
Tyrod.
Was he on a one-year deal with Cleveland?
I don't think so. I thought he got signed for multiple years.
Hmm. I don't know.
It's a good question.
If it was a one-year deal, they're definitely not going to re-sign him.
No, because they got their franchise quarterback. So then there's an interesting question. Is like
keep him as a backup.
Yeah. But then does Denver look at Tyrod, maybe?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
No.
He's not tall.
It's got to be.
We don't even know how he practices. Do they have good practices?
I didn't think he was that bad in Buffalo. Anyway, so quarterback situation up in the air. Looks like we're rolling with Case Keenum until we can't anymore. We'll see where it works out.
Till the wheels fall off. Yeah, till
the wheels fall off. Offensive line.
We're a wagon.
Do we need to take someone in the draft, or you think we just need to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Number one, re-sign Paradis.
Or center. Good call. Yeah, I agree with that. I can get behind that.
Perhaps I'll get in front of it too.
I'd say maybe second round, take a lineman. But I don't want another first round lineman.
Do we need a guard or is it a tackle? Which?
Bulls.
All of
it. It's both.
I mean, Bulls isn't going anywhere. I'll tell you that, guys, that right now. I can. He's but we here to stay.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to see what Mike can get out of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Munchak.
That just comes down to the coaching staff.
I hope so, dude.
Yeah.
Because if not then, that he's the best. Right? Like, unanimously the best. If he can't get it out of you.
Then you're out of here. You're out of here. Yep.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Bibbidi fucking bop.
All right. So offensive line's a pretty interesting situation. We'll see where that works out.
I think we should invest in our secondary.
I was about to bring that up. Safety and cornerback. Bradley Roby. I loved him.
Keep him.
Keep him. Really?
Yeah, for depth.
Yeah, unless he's going to ask for a bunch of money, then.
He won't. I think he knows he's not worth that much.
Yeah, and if he goes to another team, too, he'll probably end up just not knowing their system and end up just getting benched and cut out of the league, yep, just like everybody else.
Yeah, he'll take a pay cut for certainty.
I could see it. At safety, I mean, Will Parks is pretty much a lock, but Darian Stewart's probably gone, isn't he?
I think we get rid of Sua.
Yeah.
Craven? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a disappointment.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. I think we get rid of him.
Him and Pac-Man Jones.
I think really I think he's a good chip to trade, kind of like Washington did. They used him as a chip.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the Darian Stewart situation? You think
he's gone?
Jettison him?
Well, look.
Yeah. Because Will Parks can hold it down. Parks is great.
Stewart's starting to slip in.
Yeah.
Shane Ray gone. Shaquille Barrett gone.
Are we getting into the linebacking core already? All right.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Marshall's gone too, in my opinion.
They might keep him just for his leadership qualities, but that's about it.
He's
causing too much.
He looks like a frog. I don't know if I'd follow a frog.
Kermit.
Yeah. Kermit's bark here. Oh, Kermit. I can't tackle people anymore, and I'm always hurt. Oh, darn. But
that's okay because I have a pig for a wife.
I saw an article saying that Derek Wolfe needs to be shipped out, and I was like, I don't really agree with that. I think he's a pretty still solid player.
I think he's a lifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see him here.
Plus, his name looks dope on the back of a jersey, so Wolfe. Last thing I wrote down for personnel decisions is tight end, because Hyerman and Butt.
You saying I got a tight end?
Yeah.
Dude, I have my fingers crossed that Jake Butt comes back and can stay healthy.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, do you trust that?
Because that dude has talent.
He does, and he has a.
Yeah, but do you trust him to stay healthy?
No.
Third knee injury. Third.
But, yes. Yeah, okay.
Sucks, because that jersey is too electric. Much.
Yeah, but, dude,
but, I think Hireman's just a case of if he can get healthy.
I think we put Trailer back in the lineup.
Yeah,
he stepped in nicely.
Yeah, he's a good piece.
Yeah, I did write down wide receiver. I mean, I know we got rookies and everything, but. Biggest point is Emmanuel Sanders. Do we bring him back? I am all for it, yes, because I don't see any veteran.
He's going to retire a Bronco.
Yeah, well, and I don't see any veteran leadership outside of him on the wide receiving core.
Rid of him and DT. It was one or the
other. No, we made a conscious decision.
There could only be one.
Yeah. Yeah, one ring to rule them all. One person to catch them.
All.
Like when we lost Emmanuel to that injury, our offense just became trash.
It really did.
It was garbage.
They're like, is this Denver or Arizona?
We didn't have a three tight end package to put out there for Case, so
I'm not even gonna comment on the
here, Case. We're gonna go wide outs with tight ends.
It's gonna work great.
With more tight ends on the edge to set the chip for you, you dick.
Everything's quick slants to the inside of the field.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I'm very optimistic about the coaching staff, but the personnel is a little concerning. I'm not even going to bring up the running game because we all know we got a decent running game from, well, one running back. I'm not sold on Freeman. I know everyone, he was like a preseason darling for everybody, and he wore my favorite number, 37, in the preseason, so I was all hyped up on him.
Are you attached?
Nah. He can go if he wants to. Philip Lindsay.
Don't look back.
Stays.
I just wanted him to be, you know, like our third down thumper back or whatever, you know, but.
Yeah.
You know, kind of fill the role that CJ left.
Just fill the role.
Do your job.
Just touch it and feel your role.
Gross. All right, guys.
It's funny to me that Lindsay could stay more healthy than he could.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lindsay's a
irony.
He's a twig. Interesting tidbit. I actually work with a guy who knows Philip Lindsay's dad and has known him for quite a while. So,
what's his name?
My friend or Philip Lindsay's dad?
No, his dad's name.
Mr. Lindsay, I don't know his fucking name. I didn't ask questions.
I don't know why I thought he was like Philip Lindsay the second.
Yeah, I think maybe. But yeah, I know somebody who trained with his dad and all that thing. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, everybody. We'll see you back in however many seconds you decide to wait. Welcome back, guys. Just realized at the break I said for however long and then realized immediately it transitions to this next segment. So you were probably waiting about 0.5 seconds. So we figured we might break the mold a little bit. Talk about video games. We haven't really mentioned a lot of that. Mason brought up a topic about Bethesda Game Studios, one of my very favorite game studios, and their current controversy with Fallout 76. It's been kind of a winding road, and we just figured I'd share our thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean,
that was great.
I've never seen a company try to kill themselves so hard. I've never seen a company try to kill themselves the way that Bethesda is.
I mean, maybe it's purposeful. Who knows?
Here's the thing is like, Fallout is one of my favorite game franchises. I played 3, New Vegas, 4, even went back and dabbled in the originals. Played some of the spin-offs that we don't want to talk about. And then when I bought 76, I pre-ordered it.
Did you like New Vegas?
I loved how much freedom and choice you had and how everything affected the game. But some of the mechanics I wasn't the biggest fan of. I really liked the straightforwardness of Fallout 3. And Fallout 4 was fun for like a new gen. And it, for a time, I was toting as my favorite Fallout game. And then after I went back and played 3, I just realized that 3 is my favorite. And it will forever be until they prove otherwise. Guess what doesn't prove it? Fallout fucking 76. I pre-ordered it. The day the E3, well, the day they announced it, and then when I watched the E3 conference, I was so hyped on it because I was like, Fallout with friends, this is gonna be great.
Uh-huh.
And it was not. I've played like maybe 4 or 5 hours, and it was my personal experience, it was so glitchy. I've been dropped from servers about 5 or 6 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like eerie? They said there was like nobody playing it and like they would just be chilling and then there someone would come along and it would scare the shit out of them.
Yeah, because that's by design actually. So it's not one of those big online servers where you get, you know, 100 people in a server or something like that. It's regulated to like 24 or less. I don't know if that number's correct. Don't quote me on that. But they wanted to keep it more of an isolation feel. So when you saw other like players, it was more like realistic and special. Like, because the whole concept is you leave the vault for Reclamation Day and you're tasked with following in the footsteps of your overseer with some big overarching plot, and then other players will join in being the other vault dwellers. The problem is in my experience with other people, every time I do a, like a wave emote and I try to like contact them, they just ignore me and keep going, or they just immediately shoot me in the head. And then
kind of like that Red Dead Redemption 2 is kind of like that, like online, like there's things that you want to do yourself, but you'll just get murdered while you're trying.
I have a funny story about that. I was trying to buy a bandana and armadillo in Red Dead 2 online, and I come out, and these two guys are, like, standing there by my horse, and they're just literally standing there, like, doing nothing. And I was like, okay. And so I walk up, and I'm pretty sure – correct me if I'm wrong. They have emotes in Red Dead 2, right?
I don't – pretty sure they do. I think so.
So they do. And so, like, I went to go wave, and before my hand even started moving, I just got shot in the head. And then they gunned down my horse. And you're so like, I got furious.
Fucker.
I was like, Peppermint, no. And so I respawned. And I was like, okay, I obviously have to kill these two guys. They're, mind you, they're like level like 16 and like 20 or something like that. And I'm level like 6 with just the base starting weapons. So I proceed to run up and start unloading onto them. For some reason, does nothing. I get ganked again. And then they execute, they like Italian execute style my horse. Like, this is going to hurt me a lot more than it hurts you. Bang.
I hate to disappoint you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But your horse isn't going to make it.
But anyway, he gets blown away. And then I rage quit off the game. Texted Mason. I said, do you have Red Dead Online too? And he goes, yeah. I'm having troubles with my Xbox. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I wanted to start a posse and then nothing.
Oh, see. So you tried to call for backup and no backup came. Yeah.
It's okay, Mason. I don't blame you. It was my fault. I failed Winchester.
Game. Are you trying to get Mason's horse killed?
No, I'm trying to
get back
up. You're
a horrible friend.
I can only play games that are downloaded.
What's that?
My drive doesn't work anymore. Any game that I insert, it won't read.
Have you, what?
That's unfortunate.
That would suck. Have you just tried to
hit it?
Did you blow
it? Yeah. Hit me in the eye. I've tried hucking it out the window. It's working.
Well, there's your problem.
Have you given it a stern talking to?
You're like, all right,
you know, I'll try that
for a week.
I've let you live here rent free for how long?
Just kidding, I can't do that.
Anyway, Fallout. So my experience with it is, it's just I don't think they were prepared or had the correct like mindset from the get go. I think they had a concept that inherently is awesome and they just could not execute it. And then on top of them, you know, putting out a pretty much broken game with absurd microtransaction prices and everything like that, then on top of it, then there was the controversy with the nylon bag that it was supposed to be
that
a
was
canvas
so
bag
savage. So savage. Yeah. It's like the worst. And then it comes out that the people who were like influencers for the game who like promoted it got like the real version of it.
Mm-hmm. And now they're like, well, it's just going to take some time. And we, oh, to say sorry, here's like $5 of in-game currency. Go spend it on literally nothing. And then wow. I mean, then it came down to when they were trying to fix some of their problems, they ended up leaking a shit ton of people's personal information. Then there's, you know, they'd release up. And my biggest thing is the reason why I don't even touch it until they put out some massive patch. Day one, there was a patch that was like 10 more gigabytes than the whole game storage day one. And then they've released patches like almost weekly, I feel like, and it's done nothing but fix like some problems, but then just reintroduce other ones or completely break the game or make new problems. I mean, for a while there, the nukes at the end game got shut down and no one could use them. That's the whole fucking point.
That was that bad
to the end game. Yeah. It's still that bad. Now they posted like a leather Fallout 76 jacket. It's like, it looks like the vault suits, but it's just the top and it, you know, it's got the embroidered 76 and on the back it's got 76, and Twitter exploded and started taking pictures of the like plastic ponchos you buy at theme parks and just slapping the 76 logo on, and it was $276. Jeez. They just roast them. Bethesda is not going to be able to come back from this until they release a product that's going to make things right. And that's the thing.
Elder Scrolls yep. 6, just yep. saying.
Exactly.
And it has to
it
be
has
great.
To.
Or they just no go bullshit. Bankrupt.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's just, I thought I wouldn't see this from Bethesda because they've always been very like community-driven and everything. I mean, they weren't very clear with their fans on the launch of Fallout 76 when it came down to like fixing the issues. Then they tried to get better, and then, you know, this bag controversy comes out, and then,
yeah, but this is stuff you can control.
It is. It's just, it's a complete failure by an industry. And like, granted, I understand, like, even Rockstar's got taken their lumps. You know, they're like, well, you know, their employees have to work 100-hour work weeks. I'm like, yeah, but the game is good. That was fucked up.
Just sad.
If you work for Rockstar and for some reason are listening to this podcast, I'm sorry, you deserve way more than what I just gave you credit for. But if you're going to put out a product, especially one with one of your biggest IPs attached to it being Fallout, don't put out a buggy shit dick, like needle pisser mess. Like, this is
stupid. So Steven, get him.
I'm furious that I spent $80 on this game and it doesn't work. I can't even find people to play with, for fuck's sake, because I'm like, you want to play out Fallout 76? And they just point and laugh.
It's your own fault.
Yeah, it was my own fault. I should have waited.
Yeah, wait till there's a consensus. Don't you know anything?
No. On a side note, tomorrow Kingdom Hearts 3 drops after 13 years, and I am hyped. Oh, my God.
I am so wet, dude. I've been waiting since I was 12 years old to play this.
I've been waiting since 2002.
That's another 12 years.
Yeah. Whoa. Mason, you should get Kingdom Hearts 3. It's going to be... The initial reviews are...
If you don't like Disney, we can't be friends.
Oh, dude.
What?
I remember that. Like, I wasn't the biggest fan of it, but I played it back in the day, and I definitely remember.
It's really good, dude.
It's gonna be amazing.
I might be biased, but like, the story is so great. It's not like the fighting is that great. It's kind of like arcade-ish, but that's not the point. Like, the point is the storyline that you follow along with, and like the journey. Like, even getting from different world to world is so immersive. Like, you have to go through it's kind of like an old Atari game, if you will, but much more involved. You have to like go through these like loops and shit like that. Like, you're a spaceship and shit like that. It's weird.
The gummy ship section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, but like after a while you're like, this is lit. Like,
yeah,
I love this. This is so much fun, you know, but it just takes a little bit of time.
It's going to be a heater. Just, I'm so excited for it. Mostly just because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And Kingdom Hearts 2 is one of my favorite. Mason knows, by me forcing all of our sixth grade friends to fight Kingdom Hearts games in the field.
Exactly.
Good for you, Steve.
And that obsession has that. Yeah, I was a tyrant. I ruled the school ground with.
You had pussy master draped across your forehead for years, bud.
Never saw a fruit of that labor. but
Elias,
I don't know. another video game that came out a little while ago. And I haven't touched. Do you guys have Black Ops 4? Yes.
Me and Trey play Black Ops 4 religiously.
Okay. Is it
good? Yes. Fun. You guys, please get. Mason, now that your Xbox is broke, get a PlayStation.
He has a PlayStation.
Oh, well, let's get Black Ops on PlayStation and we can all play. Me and Trey play it a lot. It's fun.
I'm so damn pissed it's not a campaign.
You don't need campaign.
Like,
That's why.
That's what Call of Duty was for me for a long time.
Yeah, but the trend right now is Battle Royale, quick games. It's Battle Royale, multiplayer, and zombies. They were like literally the only thing that people use anymore, so they were like, fuck it. Granted, there's major issues with the game on the multiplayer side, but I don't even want to get into that because it's microtransaction issues, so whatever. But it's so worth it, you guys. I wish Trey was here to back me up because he would be right along with me.
I can't.
It's one of those games you could play for like 10 hours and be like, oh shit, like, how did this happen?
I'm just not one of those guys. I've never been since Modern Warfare 2, I've never been an online Call of Duty guy.
Oh, God, like, Steven, you're breaking my heart.
I went to Battlefield, and then Battlefield boned me, too.
Oh, so you're going to blame that on COD?
Yes. And then I'm more of a single player guy anyway. Like, I've always enjoyed like single player experiences. Yeah. Like,
Battlefield Tomb Raider was a bit more for you, I think.
Same,
dude. I actually really liked Battlefield. Battlefield 3 was lit.
Dude, you don't have a PlayStation, but you should get The Last of Us.
Oh, I played at a friend's house. Last of Us 2 is gonna be lit.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that when that comes out.
But... okay, this is actually a good segue. This is so. I guess in a world where Battle Royale is like the new big thing, Fortnite has taken over the world. PUBG was
Black Ops is the one. More people are like closer to beating Fortnite on Black Ops in any other format.
Yeah. And so does that mean that games should shift to like be mostly multiplayer and those kind of styles? Because I mean, there is arguments for both because I defend single player. I will always defend single player, but the problem with, you know,
yeah, but if you want a single player Call of Duty game, you can go get a single player Call of Duty game. You know what I mean? They were like, you know what? Let's buck the trend. The trend for Call of Duty is a nice campaign, multiplayer, zombies.
When they're bucking the trend, they were just copying everybody else.
Yeah, but like that's their own brand that they had to risk. They're risking their own brand. You know, because what if everybody was like Mason and was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm done. Oh.
Keep talking. Mason got so mad. He just ended.
He was breaking up really bad for a little bit there.
For those of you listening, Anchor.
This is me.
Anchor sometimes.
6 days in a ship.
Anchor sometimes drops the connection. But
it's so weird. So. You think that's why they called it Anchor? Is because the shit gets dropped?
I don't know if I want to talk bad about the only sponsor we got. They're fantastic. They changed my life. I love
it. But
I'm naming my second child to Anchor Podcasts. You hear me? Anyway, I understand. I
understand. First name Ann, middle name Core.
Man,
Ann Core Diorio.
Mason, when this episode comes out, make sure you listen to that.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, he's back.
Hey, bud.
I will have to listen because I
got pretty. It got weird
in the whole experiment.
Got a little weird. My whole thing on that is granted, this all comes down to opinion. Like, I completely don't fault Call of Duty for jumping on the trend because it seemed to work out really well for them. The only thing is, as a mostly single player game kind of guy, like I don't grab it for the multiplayer. In fact, the only multiplayer I'm even toying around with coming back to, besides obviously Red Dead. And if Fallout 76 ever gets fixed, I've been hurt. I won't be hurt again. I'm smarter
been a fool before.
This time. But is Destiny 2. But the problem is I don't want to pay for a $40 expansion on a game I already paid $100 for, and I haven't even got through the second one.
Oh, you know what game expansion. I want to play is Anthem.
That game looks great. I would play that. See, that's kind of like...
really buggy right now.
Huh?
Which is? Who?
They've got a lot of bugs to fix
in Anthem
before it comes out, what I've heard.
Damn.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's BioWare. They shoot for literally the next galaxy over, and then they're like, oh, we got to figure it out while we go. Hence Mass Effect 3's ending and DLC. But I don't know. Like, Anthem looks like kind of one of those like redheaded stepchild kind of things where it can be both. It's like, and that's the reason why I actually, granted, my whole thing on Destiny is I really enjoy the game. I love playing Destiny, but I am sick of the business model of put out a game, then fix it with your third expansion because it's been twice. Now that Bungie has separated from Activision and it's handling Destiny on its own, I'm going to have way more faith in them. The problem with that is, you know, I still have to play catch up with my wallet, and I really don't want to do that. But the thing about Destiny that I've really enjoyed is the fact that it weaves in PvE, PvP, and like a story and multiple activities to do. So you're playing through a story mode, but you're doing it cooperatively, but it's not overwhelming. It's not like World of Warcraft. But if you want to have that Crucible, that PvP experience, you still have that. And I think that's why Destiny, if I finally suck it up and just get the full version of Destiny 2 when it eventually drops for $60, even though I've already spent $100 on it. Hey, Bungie, if you're listening, stop doing that shit. I really like this game series.
If you're listening,
I bought a vinyl fucking
please
statue.
Make a new Halo.
Yes. Okay. Well, 343's got Halo now.
Damn it.
Master Chief Collection is lit, by the way. Just saying. But that's my whole thing is like, Mason, if you can get your Xbox to work, for the love of God, let's jump on some Halo. Holy shit.
Dude, I have Halo downloaded, so that one I can't play.
Cody, you'll just have to come over. No split screen.
I have an Xbox.
Oh. Do you have Master Chief Collection?
No,
it's cheap as hell.
I do not, but I could get it probably.
Yo, we could do a live stream of like the legendary campaign of Halo 3. Hey guys, we should do that.
Oh my God.
Listeners, stay tuned for that. but anyway, so I guess that just it begs the question, do you think this battle royale trend is going to end? Because I don't know. I've always kind of viewed it, because take it from someone that literally has not played PUBG or Fortnite my entire life, and I refuse to, because it, like, I'm going to get absolutely wrecked by, you know, 12-year-olds calling me a, you know, little faggot. Excuse me.
They call everybody that.
Oh, okay. You mean I'm not special?
Yo, what did you guys think of BioShock?
Dude. Okay.
What would you guys give to have a new BioShock game?
BioShock Infinite is one of my favorite games I've played.
Sam.
That's like a solid, like, 7. You? I give it, like, a 7. You know, like 7.
7 out of 10. I'm laughing because on our end it sounds like you're like, I give it a solid 7 out of...
You know, I give it a solid...
7 out of 20.
Oh. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed BioShock 1, even though I didn't get very far. BioShock 2, I just heard things about. I didn't really play it. And Infinite was phenomenal. Easily one of the most helpful NPCs ever. Like, fuck, what was her? Elizabeth?
Elizabeth? Yep. She's so...
Elizabeth. So Jack! You know what? I will say this. You know what? It was a good time in Call of Duty. Call of Duty what? Black Ops 1, when you could do like the survival thing where you could tee up. It was like Terrorist Hunt almost from Rainbow Six. Like, you could tee up NPCs.
Like combat training?
Yes. Mason, do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Good times. That's the thing is, like, I even had Call of Duty World War II, and I got like halfway through the campaign, and then I kind of got burnt out and other games came out, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I'm just a campaign kind of guy. I don't know. But maybe if Black Ops hits a sale, which actually...
Are you saying you like the campaign to be long and hard?
Cody, I think you know the answer to that question.
Preferably full of minute C.
It's a really bad time to take a drink of water.
Does this for effect?
Mason, what games are on your radar?
The Division 2.
That looks pretty.
Did you guys ever play the first one?
I did before they fixed it.
You had the bad luck of the draw then, because I played it too before they fixed it, and it sucked. But then after, it was really fun.
I'll definitely give it a shot. The concept of the DC setting and the fact that you're just like regular people activated to be this like last line of defense. It's so cool. It's like all the times we were involved in our airsoft drills in the middle of the night, sneaking out of my mom's house, Mason.
Gang membership.
You're just like the whole city. Like, I don't know. It's awesome.
I'll look.
Don't you
that.
Miss like the like novelty of doing that? Like looking forward to something that much. Yeah. Or like the feeling that you would get like just being excited. Because, like, I remember when Trey and I would sneak out, and, like, just the idea of it would be, like, make me happy. I'd be like, hell yeah, we're going to go do it and, like, go get high or some shit. Like, you know, just something stupid, walk around the neighborhood, just not be at home.
Mason, I definitely didn't do that.
No, I know,
for
but
that
it's,
same reason.
But the point still stands.
No, not at all.
We snuck out
to read the Bible
with our airsoft guns and...
You snuck out and went to church
like,
after hours?
We could have gotten shot, dude. Okay.
So, let me set the scene. Mason and I played a lot of airsoft together, and we went, like, full out. We got, like, the weighted guns and, like, the full military gear and everything. And even if it was snowing and it was, like, 7 inches of snow or more, it'd be, like, 11:30, and we'd, like, get geared up, and we would – go run out of my mom's house, and we just start running around the neighborhood, and we went to a school most times and lay down, and we just like straight up run tactical drills. And in hindsight, if a cop Jabronis. Ever turned a corner and saw two fully military outfitted people with not the most visible orange tips on full sized weighted rifles, we probably
Did
wouldn't
color
right
those
now.
Over.
No.
Smart enough to not do that.
No, but we were doing it at like midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah, they're not that bright.
They would have just looked.
In a school zone.
Where at?
On.
By Maranatha?
No. This was literally like 5 years ago, maybe.
By Campbell?
No. By my mom. My mom in Wheat Ridge.
Oh, okay.
Like, right off Wadsworth and 44th.
Yeah, but if they saw that, they'd be like, what the fuck?
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, exactly. They'd be like, bruh!
Shoot first, ask question later.
Steven, do you remember the night we were out and we ran into the pack of coyotes?
Were you like, this is weird?
Well, we didn't even, here's the thing. We didn't even have the sense of, you know, perseverance. What word am I looking for? Preservation. We didn't have the sense of self-preservation to, one, load the airsoft guns with the airsoft rounds, or two, put the batteries in. So we were just running around with literally useless hunks of metal and PVC plastic. Like, at the very least, we could have just swung it at a coyote's head while getting eaten alive.
Heads up.
It looked cool, though. Do it for the gram.
Do it for the nudes.
But I just realized we segued. I didn't get your guys' opinion on the whole battle royale / single player thing, because I feel like the industry's starting to switch towards multiplayer than it is campaign. So do you guys think there's still going to be a market?
Give me a solid single player campaign, and I don't give a what the fuck you do with multiplayer. But if you like, that's why I'm pissed with Black Ops 4. Because if you just try to release a full game of just battle royale, like, I'm gonna get tired of that pretty quick. So well, I mean, that's why I have
just battle royale. Yeah, well, I mean, in its defense, it is multiplayer zombies and then battle royale as a separate mode.
Yeah, I mean, if Mason were to be able to defend his point.
Jesus. Oh, I just realized he dropped again. Hold on, let me invite him. Oh, love of God.
Ooh, when are you going to eat dinner, Steven?
What's that?
When are you going to eat
dinner? When am I going to eat dinner, or what am I going to eat for dinner?
When?
I have both. No idea.
To both. To both. I like the certainty in your life.
There is no certainty.
Everything's up in the air. I'm scared.
Oh, this just in breaking news. If you pre-ordered Kingdom Hearts 3, group numbers are starting to be put out, so you can get Kingdom Hearts 3 tonight at 9. So, boys.
Jesus, really? Are you going to do it?
Oh, am I going to do it? It's pre-ordered. Brother, it's been 13. Brother, it's been 13 brother. Long years. That belt's coming home to daddy.
Like, what if it wasn't on Xbox? Would you die?
It is on Xbox. I double checked, but I'd go buy a what PS4. If it wasn't? I'd go buy a PS4.
Would you?
Yes, absolutely. At that note, boys, we might have to continue this segment another time. I have to go get my video game. Apparently, the group ordering starts now. Yeah, but if anyone again wants us to cover any kind of topics whatsoever, remember we have social media. That's a thing that we do now. So you guys can just comment,
the media is tweet social. Us.
Yeah, you can comment, tweet. What's the other thing? Comment on Instagram, text us, DM us. Any kind of questions or topics you want us to talk about. We're pretty much open books here. So that being said, this again has been Steven, Cody, and Mason. And we hope you kill your fucking Tuesday. Make it the best Tuesday you can. And we'll see you next time. Have a good day, guys.
See you, boys.
See you, boys. Bye.